pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Nissan's electric vehicles run on a special electricity. Not the electricity that turns on light bulbs or runs through your outlets. I'm talking that spine-tingling goosebump feeling that electrifies your body and soul. It could be the simple win of leaving on time for your morning commute or scoring the largest deal of your career. Nissan is continuously evolving and changing the game through electric vehicle engineering. Because the electricity of their cars not only moves engines, it also moves the emotions of those who drive them. To learn more about Nissan's electric vehicle lineup, visit www.nissanusa.com.
Looking to switch your phone service? Check out Boost Infinite Wireless. Its new technology switches between its own network and the other top two networks to find the best quality calls and data for you anywhere, anytime. And you can get a low-priced, unlimited wireless plan that gives you a new iPhone every year. So switch today. Visit BoostInfinite.com. That's BoostInfinite.com. Or go to Amazon.com and search for Boost iPhone 15. See BoostInfinite.com for terms and conditions. Boost.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And to search for the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. From 1945 to 1992, the United States conducted 1,054 nuclear tests as a part of the nuclear arms race with Soviet Russia. Many of these tests were conducted in Nevada, where soldiers were sent to be tested on by military scientists and upper brass trying to figure out the psychological and health effects brought on by the use of nuclear weapons. One of those soldiers was Toby Madrid. Here's listener Richard Munez, who worked with Toby, with the story of this atomic Marine.
The only two people I know of that ever heard this story is myself and his son, J.R. As far as JR knows, he never told this story to anyone else. Toby was in the Marines. And in 1951 to 1957, out at the Nevada Proving Grounds, there was a small camp. It was called Camp Desert Rock. And it was barracks and mess halls and things like that, but it had one mission, one purpose. It was to support military personnel while tests involving the atomic bomb were conducted. I remember Sheriff Toby de Madrid, we were in his office. If you can call a broom closet with a light and a desk in it an office. He had a cup of coffee in his hands, and he had his feet up on the desk. I mean, it was a totally laid-back attitude. But I could see the tension in his jaw. And the funny part about it was he wasn't looking at me and he wasn't looking at JR. He was looking at the wall. I had this distinct impression that if he bothered to look at either one of us, we'd never hear the story. He said they stuck us out in the middle of nowhere. And if you've ever been out that section of Nevada, it's pretty much the middle of nowhere. And he went on to say that they told us we'd be part of an atomic bomb test. Now, the name of these tests that I looked up later on was called the Desert Rock Exercises. And this is what we call Desert Rock 4, Operation Tumbler Snapper. Well, he said they took them out there, and they were there for several days beforehand. The sheriff said they took them out there, had them dig trenches, they built defensive fortified positions, all that stuff. Now, the idea was they would be able to stand in these or squat in them, provide for some cover. And then he said, I remembered as we were digging, there were trucks carrying tanks and jeeps and things like that. Some of the vehicles were towing artillery pieces out there. And some of the Marines he was with went out with them. And they came back saying how they'd set up dummies that were in uniform, and some of them were standing up, some were lying down, that kind of stuff. Now, I went on to research a little bit more, and it seems to be that he was out there for what they called the shot dog nuclear test. And this happened on May 1st, 1952, and involved the dropping of what we call a Mark 7 bomb. Now, the Air Force was doing the drops, and they were using either B-50s or B-45s to do these. So he said the day of the test, they got them up, they had breakfast, and they took them out there to the site. And they got in their trenches, and that's what they were told to do. They were told to crouch below the rim of the trench, have their faces down, their eyes closed when the blast happened. Now, they would get plenty of warning beforehand that this was going to happen. You know, they'd give them a warning, the bomber was, they'd hear the bombers coming in, stuff like that, and they needed to be doing this. So said along around 8:30 or so, they heard the aircraft coming in, and that's when the warning happened. So they climbed into the trenches, and they got the position they were told to get into. He said he was crouched down, he had his head down, his eyes closed. And even with this, all of a sudden he said there was light. He seriously felt that he had actually seen the blast of the bomb. Now, what he had witnessed here was the detonation of a 19-kiloton bomb. And it exploded about 1,000 meters above the ground. And then he went on to say that the light faded. But as it faded, there was thunder like he'd never heard before. And then there was wind. I mean, the wind just came up, and it was so intense it rocked him back against the back of his trench. And then the wind reversed directions, came back, and pushed him face forward into the front of the trench. And so then a few seconds later, came the order to leave the trenches. So they climbed out, and as he put it, we've all seen movies of the mushroom cloud an atomic bomb generates. But he says, seeing it in real life, it was like, it just wasn't real. You know, you can't wrap your mind around something like this. And you sit there and look at it and say, something humans built generated this. And he said it was already towering up into the sky, and he compared it to something that was like a cloud that was boiling up from hell. And they told him to start walking forward, and they did. He went on to relate that as they moved along, he started seeing some of the things that had been set up a few days before. Like for one location, he remembered seeing a Sherman tank. And he said it looked like the Sherman tank had been swatted aside by some giant's hand. And then he started encountering some of these dummies that had been set up. Some were almost burnt up entirely. Others were smoldering. So they kept walking. They got within about 3/4 of a mile of where the bomb had exploded, and they stopped him. They turned him around and marched him back out of there. And he said he remembered hearing somebody saying it was too hot to go much further. And well, that basically meant it was too radioactive. Then they marched him to a certain site. There they swept him off, hosed him off. And he said he was actually surprised by how much dust came off of him and his platoon. And rather than keep the uniform he'd been wearing, he wadded it up and threw it away. Like I said, that's the only time that we know of, that's myself and JR, that Toby actually ever talked about the day of the bomb. A lot of people wound up getting sick and dying because of exposure to fallout. Thing is, I don't think a lot of these people knew what they were headed for. They were at a pivotal moment in history, and they didn't realize it. I know the sheriff didn't.
And this is why we routinely celebrate our veterans on this show, because our soldiers serve in so many distinct and dangerous ways, and you just heard about one. The story of Toby Madrid, the Atomic Marine, here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the stories we tell about this great country, and especially the stories of America's rich past, know that all of our stories about American history, from war to innovation, culture, and faith, are brought to us by the great folks at Hillsdale College, a place where students study all the things that are beautiful in life and all the things that are good in life. And if you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu to learn more.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at Vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you're an American Express Platinum card member, don't be surprised if you say things like,
"Chef, what course are we on? I've lost count."
Or,
Shoot that!
And even,
"Checkout's not until 4, so..."
Because the American Express Platinum card offers access to exclusive reservations at renowned restaurants, elevated experiences at live events, and 4 p.m. late checkout at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. See how to elevate your experiences at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Don't live life without it. Terms apply.
Now is the time to experience America's pastime in a whole new way. Major League Baseball has teamed up with T-Mobile for Business to advance the game with next-gen 5G solutions, going deeper with real-time data visualization, new camera angles that put fans on the field with their favorite players, and even testing an automated ball strike system in the minor leagues. This is the 5G era of baseball. See what we can do for your business at T-Mobile.com/now. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Officially licensed product of MLB Players Incorporated.